You want to start with pulling a card? That would be so cool. Okay, so Tulip Magic, this is so much fun to have you. We literally have just aligned so randomly. Somebody sharing, as they helped you kind of revamp on Instagram, and they're sharing like all of your, I don't know what to say, like the branding colors kind of. And I follow her, and then I was looking, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I love this vibe. Come to find out, you don't live too far from me, and you are going to be at the Rise Retreat in May. And I'm so blessed to have like met you just through this, random alignment, and just sitting here, looking at everything we have in common just between our two rooms and like how we're recording. And I just love this. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to dive into all the things.
Yeah, it's so cosmic. I feel like thank you, universe, for aligning us. And I really believe in energy, and I feel like our energy is exactly like our message and our what we really believe in are so aligned. So I'm so thankful.
Hey, friend, welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise? Yes, I can't wait to see what this card is and hear and
Okay, well, we're gonna start. So I'm Tulip. I run Tulip Magic, and I'm a tarot reader and energy healer. And so I always like to pull a card at the beginning of any session. So let's see what the card has for us today. All right, do you want to say when? And I'll just pick the card wherever my
Ooh, okay.
so let's go for energies.
Okay, now.
All right. Ooh, okay. This is the Queen of Cups. It's
So
such
pretty.
a beautiful card. So the cups energy is like the flow and the water, and the Queen of Cups is literally the self-love card of the whole tarot deck. And I know that you're a self-love
Oh
mentor.
my gosh.
And my aunt actually just got me this beautiful necklace that says Queen of Cups too yesterday.
Oh my gosh. No way. Look at this. This is so cool.
Yeah, what a synchronicity. How beautiful. So,
My
self-love, everyone. That's the message for today. And you picked the
gosh. This is
card.
so good. Okay. This is beautiful. I'll like, can you send me a picture of that later? I'm gonna post. Yeah, this is so cool. I'll post it for everybody who's listening to the audio of this. Okay, let's just like dive in because I know we were just talking like off air about kind of your view with tarot and how you use it for self-love and all of that. But like I want to start with like, okay, Tulip Magic. Like, who is Tulip Magic? Like, where did this come from? What is your journey? Tell us everything.
I think, as we probably all know, and all of your listeners, like self-love is such a journey, and it's taken me a moment to really get to where I am today. But Tulip Magic comes from, I've been working with a shaman for a long time, and she had us all in circle back maybe like 5 years ago and before COVID. And she was like, you know what? We can just pick whatever name we want, not a given name, just any name that you want. And we meditated on it, and Tulip came to mind because I go by Tina sometimes. And Tulip just like, I was like, that's my highest self. Like, that's the version of me that I know I can be, know that I am, somewhere that I aspire to. So Tulip stuck. So in my like healing and meditation friends and circle, I am Tulip. And now that I'm transitioning from my full-time corporate world into Tulip Magic world, I am claiming Tulip as me. And then magic is basically the opening of the awe of life. I feel like so many times we have these blinders on, or we're, just going through a cog in the wheel, and we forget that we're alive, and we forget that there's magic and awe, and that it can be different, that we can manifest. And so I just thought Tulip Magic is, and tulips actually mean self-love of thyself and others when I looked it
Oh my
up.
gosh.
I
Oh my
know.
gosh. And you didn't know that beforehand.
No.
Whoa. This
Yeah.
is so aligned. Like, this is so freaking cool. I love it.
Yeah.
So, was that kind of like the kickoff of your journey with you know, working with a shaman and doing that at the beginning, or was there like something, you know, before that?
That's a great question, because I feel like, so I'm a Pisces. I also do astrology. So I'm a little bit like totally into the stars, but I do feel like I'm very ethereal, and I've always been very emotional and tapped in and tuned in as a child. But I used to think something was like wrong with me, or I used to think that everyone else had it figured out and I was the only one that was like, what is going on? I would look around and be like, how does everyone know what they're doing? And it wasn't until I got into a really bad relationship, to be honest, I feel like so much growth comes from that.
Oh, I hear it.
You know, when you're in your 20s and you're trying to figure it out. And it was coming out of that bad relationship that I had hit rock bottom. I know that means every time, I almost feel like that's too strong of a word, but to me, it was really like, I had no job at that time. I wasn't speaking to my parents. I like literally had no money. I was sleeping on my best friend's couch, like that kind of moment. And I walked past a meditation center in San Francisco, and it was called Anchor Meditation Grand Opening. And I was like, I don't even know what that is, but like, I've heard about it. And I feel like if there's any moment that I need to do this or figure it out, it's right now. I have nowhere to be. I have no money. I have no nothing. And I walked in and I met the owner. Her name's Kelly Ryan. She's amazing. And I met my shaman there, San Symes, and I did a meditation, and it was the first time I'd ever meditated. And I saw my little girl. She came to me in this meditation, and I started sobbing in the middle of the meditation in front of everybody in this circle. And I had no idea what hit me. I had no idea what was happening. And they were like, I think you need to come back and keep coming back. Yeah. So I started to dive in, and I've never stopped.
Oh my gosh. See, and I love that. Like, for me with the healing journey, it's always been just so random. Like one thing leads to another. It's like you're talking to somebody and they're like, just try this kind of yoga or read this book. And like in the book, there'll be something that tells you like your next step. Like it's so
cool. Oh, it just gave me goosebumps. It works like that.
Yeah.
And
show up at a retreat. You meet somebody. It's just like one thing leads to another. And then before you know it, you're just like elbows deep in this huge journey that you just are like, okay, thank God. Like, I know a lot of people talk about that, like how they felt like the black sheep maybe of their family, or they didn't fit in, or like, why do people have it figured out and I don't? But that's also like the beauty of it. Like I looking back now I can say this, like I wouldn't have it any other way. Like
I know, isn't it funny how that all like 2020 and I really do believe, and this is why I love tarot. So I can answer that question too, is that it really helps flip the perspective of turning wounds into wisdom, pain into pleasure, or your own personal power. Like it really taps into the human journey. So the major arcana, so there's two parts of the tarot. There's the major and the minor arcana. Arcana means the secrets of life. And there's many theories of how the tarot started. Some say a monk started it about the human experience. Others say Egyptians, but the major arcana is 22 cards, and it's actually supposed to be the karmic journey of a soul on this lifetime. And so I find the tarot, like, I'm like, what does my soul need right now? What's happening? So I don't do any predictions for the future. I just read the energy of what the universe wants to show me. It's kind of like a sacred mirror and a reflection. And I find it very empowering. And then I kind of take it in my heart for the day. I actually pull every day. So,
oh, I love it. So you're able to kind of pull something that shows you, like, maybe, okay, I just want to see if I'm getting this right, but like, say you're unable to kind of tap into really what you're feeling for that day or for that moment, does the card kind of help you to tap in to see like what the universe is trying to show you for that time, but yeah, not predicting for the future?
Yeah. So the way that I usually pull is I'll pull with a question. And so this is a question that could be as broad as like, what does the universe want me to know today? Or it can be, why does this keep coming up? Or like, why am I stuck on this? Or like, what, this decision is really hard for me. Please show me the way. And so it depends on what question you're asking the cards and how it will present to you. But I always present it with a question card, and then there's kind of like that next step card. So I don't think of anything as like an answer or a be all end all. It's more of like, what's the medicine that I can take with me into my decision or into my day or into this meeting that I'm about to go into, something like that.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about the self-love aspect of that, because off air, I know we were talking about how you're able to use that to like really tap into like the self-love aspect with your cards when you pull.
Yeah, so every single card, at least the way that I've learned tarot and the way that it's kind of integrated in my cellular being, is that every single card has like a yin and a yang energy. It has something that's more of the masculine like energy. So it's not gender related, but just like that masculine yang doer energy. And then there's more of like a yin energy of like receiving and like sitting back. And so depending on how the cards show up, I can read to be like, okay, do I need to like take a step back and like receive and let myself go through this journey and have acceptance? Or do I need to have a little bit more? Let's make some more discipline, which is devotion. And so all of the words that you learn in tarot can be some depending on what book you or what reader you go to. I like to take the most self-love quality of all of the cards and turn them into that. And what I love about my clients and what they've said to me is that they feel so inspired and so empowered after the readings because they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. And I can do that now. And yeah, you're right. You see that in me. And so it's nothing but positive.
Oh, I love that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 'cause I know I've heard it come up a few times before where some people are very like put off in a way by tarot reading because they're like, "Oh, it's a prediction and it's negative and it's scary." And but I love what you're saying. Like you're able to use it to see like this moment in time, what the
Yes.
universe wants you to see, and you know, from such a beautiful self-love lens, which obviously like fits the retreat so well. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. What I love about like getting to host a retreat and having facilitators come in and not doing the whole thing by myself is
Yeah.
I get to sit here and I get to enjoy this. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I cannot wait. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to be an attendee in this facilitation.
I can't wait either. And so, because I'm so inspired by the tarot, I'm actually making my own deck with my own booklet and I'm collaging them. I'm a collage artist. And so, I'm finding everything like in paper, in magazines. So, I started in 2022 and I'm hopefully going to publish it this year.
Oh,
But you have to
wow.
find all the symbols in paper print, which is not so easy to find, a bunch of infinity
I can't even
symbols, for
imagine.
instance.
Right.
But I'm really excited to publish my deck because it has that self-love lens and it's really funky and modern and cool. Like, for instance, the chariot card is usually like two horses and someone kind of like in their military outfit going on, which is a celebration card. And mine is a woman with a yacht.
I love it. I cannot wait. I've seen a little bit of this already with your art, and I cannot wait to see the full deck when it's finished. This is fun. I love the twist that you're putting on. Like,
Yeah.
they're really beautiful to look at, by the way. Like, the ones that you sent me, I was just like staring at them for a while. I was like, this is so cool. Like, you look and you kind of see something else, and like there's just many layers involved.
There's many layers, exactly. So thank you. I'm so glad you love them. It means
No,
so
I'm
much.
a pet. I really am. I was like, you were like, oh, can I like bring some of these cards? I was like, yeah, please. Please. Okay, I want to hear more. You had mentioned like healing principles throughout your journey, and I would love to kind of dive into that.
So I believe that, when you're in school, you learn like these things of like act correctly and you have all of these, you're told to behave, right? Or to sit still. And so these are the principles that we've taken into our society and us as grown adults. And I'm almost like, we need some new principles. So for instance, like treat others how you want to be treated. I looked at that and I was like, well, how do I treat myself?
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm one of those people that is a extreme empath. I overgive. a lot of my energy, and I've had to really learn how to self-love. I've really had to learn how to take care of thyself before taking care of everybody else until I'm like running dry and wondering what's happened to my own energy and moods. So for instance, that's one of my healing principles. And then another one that like I really, really love that helped me hugely, I'm now in my late 30s, but in my early 30s, is that whatever's meant for you will not pass you by.
It's so hard to hear that though, right? Like when you're in the moment, you're like, no, stop. But I will, okay, do you have any examples of that happening?
Yeah. So when I was looking for my love of my life, who now I'm married, so I'm like, I was really on like this dating journey after this really tough, tough relationship. And, you know, we all probably have those limiting beliefs of, am I going to meet someone? Is there anyone out there who meets the list that I hope to meet? And yeah, so there's all these like, you know, you're scared, you're worried, you're not sure what's going to happen. And there's some uncomfortability. And I don't know where I heard that from. I think a lot of people say like, what you want, like will be for you. But when I, like, I think it came to me actually in a meditation of whatever's meant for you will not pass you by. And it just gave me this, like this exhale of energy in my nervous system of like, if I'm meant to meet someone, like I will meet them and yeah. I don't have to force it. I just have to be open. Yes. And I ended up getting on, so COVID hit. So I was single for a year on purpose, doing my thing. I was reading Calling in the One. I don't know if anybody's read that book, but it's so good.
It's like not my soul sister. I freaking, yes. Oh my God. We have
you read it?
Journeys. Yes. It's literally above. Yes. It's above the shelf that you can see. Uh-huh. Crazy.
I did the audio and then it had so many good journaling things that I ended up getting the print and so yeah, and it's not about the one of the other person necessarily. It's about you cleaning up your side of the street, getting right with yourself to be the one for you, which will then make you the one for someone else because everything's a reflection. And I'm so glad that you read it. So you know what I'm talking about. So I finally decided that I was going to meet someone when I turned 34, was like my magic number, which is still an angel number for me. And COVID hit on my birthday. I'm March 18th and it, the whole world shut down on March 16th. So I was like, huh, what am I going to do? I had planned to meet them in person, of course. Right. And instead I ended up getting online, which I was really hesitant to, cause that's how I met my last person.
Oh, okay.
But I ended up meeting Steve is his name. He's a wonderful man. And he messaged me in Finnish because I'm half Finnish. And I said that on my profile.
Oh,
yeah. My mom lives in Finland. So shout out to Finland. Oh, but cool. He wrote to me in Finnish, but something like really weird. And I was like, I don't understand what he's saying. So I ignored it. And then this voice came a week later and was like, whatever's meant for you. Pass you by. And he messaged me again. He was like, what? Like, he didn't like my finish. And I was like, okay, I should just message him and just like give him brownie points for trying. Right. And we couldn't stop talking. And here we are, married a year later.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much. It's so true. What's meant for you won't pass you by. Like, it will happen. And oh my gosh, we'll have to have like a whole other episode about like the whole, like the dating journey and stuff. Cause I get so interested in that. Like there's always people I run into in life that are like, it hasn't happened. And like, oh my gosh, like I just need to go hunt them down. And I'm like, no, don't hunt them down. Take a year off, take some space, work on yourself. There's another book. I can't remember the exact name, but it's like, be the one you want to find or something like that. Mm. That was another one I read that was like, yeah, like if I want to call in this particular person, am I the woman that they want to meet? Am I the person, you know, am I stepping into that highest self energy to call them in? And that one helped me too, just to like, be like, okay, hold on. Like, yeah, you know, I also need to make sure that I'm being that version of myself that's ready for this person. And, but yeah, I mean, it happens. It's so cliche, but it happens when you least expect it.
I know, right? It's a cliche, but I mean, it's true in a lot of ways. And I think that's what when I come back to like Tulip Magic and what my mission is, it's like to empower women to be their best selves, because that's the thing that, you know, you teach what you most need to hear kind of thing. And when, even in my vows with my husband, I was like, I vow to always try to be the highest version of myself. And it makes fights so much faster, and you are able to like transmute so much energy, because you're like, you know what? I can take accountability. That wasn't like my best, and I know I can do better. And, you know, and then there's just a lot more forgiveness.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Of thyself and of from the other person.
Tell us, I want to hear. So like you said, you're transitioning full time into Tulip Magic. And what does that look like? Like where, like how can we work with you? Tell us everything. Like, where can we find you?
This is so exciting. I like am smiling ear to ear for the people that are on the audio. This has been a big transition coming. I feel like I've wanted to be exactly where I am today, 5 to 6 years ago. So to feel the journey is an incredible feeling. So anyone out there who wants to reach their goals, please go for your dreams. But what it looks like is basically I'm a tarot reader. That's like a lot of my business is tarot readings. And we can do live readings on Zoom where they're recorded and you can always watch them. Or I do like packages where almost every month you just get a 10-minute recording of me pulling for you and you just submit your question to me. And honestly, those have been incredible. People say they watch it all the time. Cause like if you do the live reading, it's like 45 minutes, so people don't watch it as much. But these like small snippets, you just get like, it's almost like a horoscope, but it's a tarotscope.
I love it.
So that's the majority of my business right now. But I also do life coaching, which takes a which I'm like so excited about. I have a Ready to Bloom program is what it's called. And it takes in feng shui, it takes in astrology and Reiki. So I'm a Reiki consultant and feng shui healer. So it's just really, it's nice to be able to use all the modalities that have helped me and then become like a practitioner and then now turn it into a full-time business.
Oh my gosh, Reiki, quick backstory I want to share with you. Reiki helped me get out of my relationship that I was like, not, yeah, I kept thinking like, no, I have to make this work. He's the one, da, da, da. I think it was like 2017/2018.
Oh my God. That's the same time that mine happened.
I know. I was like, we have so many, I cannot wait to like see you in person, hug you. Like we have so much in common. It was crazy, but I was like, so like, this is what society says I'm supposed to do. Like he has like, you know, this kind of job and the lifted truck and my parents like him because he has this kind of like, whatever, like he fits the mold. Right. And I was like, I have to be with him. We were putting in offers on homes. We did just so many things together, like so much we did together. And then it's so crazy. I just kept feeling like something's off and he kept making it seem like it was my problem. Like things are off, like you need to work on yourself, like something's wrong with you. And oh my God, I'm going to share this story. I went with my sister to get my nails done and we walk in and we were just like not feeling the place. And we're not the type of people who would just leave. We're very, very like too kind sometimes, you know? And we were like, no, they just don't have any of the colors we want. They don't have anything we like. So we literally left. And in the GPS, I had seen a different nail place and then it wasn't showing up. Long story short, the GPS like took us to some random nail place, like a couple miles away. And it was right next to a crystal shop. And I had never gone into like a crystal shop before. I was like, this is new to me. It was like this world of like woo woo that I didn't think I was like allowed to like enter. I don't know. All of these societal beliefs that I had. And literally we look at each other and we were like, let's do this. Like, let's explore. And one thing led to another. There was somebody doing Reiki there. She read a card at the end and she was like, this is how your life will end up if you take the ring that somebody gives you, right? The next day, I find a ring that he was going to propose to me with. And I was just like, how is the universe? Oh my God. Everything. Like, I ran. I was like, no, I don't want that path.
Wow.
And so, and I still connect with her. I've moved and I'm hours away now, but I still drive a few hours to get readings by her because like she really knows, you know. But oh my gosh, it's just so cool. Like again, like the path, just one thing leading to another. And I'm a huge believer in Reiki. I do not like practice it, you know, but I love receiving and oh, I love that you do that.
Well, you know, we all are conduits of Reiki healing. It's just more like the person is more attuned, but I feel like hands are so magical and healing. Like, I mean, that's like with babies when you want to feel safe, like you put hands on them, like for nervous system. I don't know if like you do
Love
the
that.
tapping or I mean, hands and Reiki and energy are just, yeah.
Yes.
God, thanks for sharing that story. That's
It's
incredible.
like, oh my God. I love that you do all these things because this is exactly like where I went during my healing journey. I was like, okay, this is gonna kick it all off was a lot of the things that you do now. So like I love it. Super, super, super cool. Like
Yeah, it's almost like when you wake up in the morning, you're just like the world is the magic part of Tulip Magic. Like the world, you're just like in awe. Like you probably could have gone to that nail place and not even seen the crystal shop at a different time. Like all of the unfolding, and sometimes we think everything's linear, right? Like you go to high school, you go to university, or whatever your path is, but the universe is so benevolent. Like there's so many possibilities for every single moment and every single life. And I think we almost are our worst like boxer ins in some way. And so it's like, yeah, it's just wonderful to think that way.
Be open to the guidance, you know, be open. And there's so many ways we can receive it, which I love because, you know, you are involved in most of those. So people can work with you. And okay, so where can we find you to sign up for these tarot readings or Reiki or how do we get this from you?
So it's www.tulipmagic.com. Because tulips are so popular, especially in springtime, if you just type in tulip magic, you won't get the website. So I always have to say the www, but it is www.tulipmagic.com.
.com. Love it so much. And I'll make sure it's all linked in the show notes and your Instagram again.
It's at Tulip Magic Tarot.
Perfect. And I'll make sure that's linked as well. And I just can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing time with us. And I can't wait to see you in action at the Rise Retreat in May. It's going to be so much fun having you there.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for the universe connecting us. Thank you. I mean, your energy is so, I love every single one of your Instagram posts. It's so like contagious, like how much you love yourself and love others. Like that is so special to see. And your storytelling abilities on your podcast, I've been listening to like every episode. So I just want to say, I like track like the last one with your sister and like how like you just are so open and those experiences. And I love when people go deep because you can see the different pivot moments that really create a different result. Because a lot of people are like, oh, just let go, or oh, just blah blah. And you're like, but how?
Yeah, that's how I always felt when I started my journey. I was like, where are the people that are going to tell me how? Like, don't just tell me what to do. Like, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and I think you do it really well. So thank you for having me.
You. So many of you keep sliding into my DMs asking, how do I truly become my highest self? Like, where are the tools? Where do I find this? How do I know which tools apply? And I want to share with you the number one resource that I can offer you, and this is the Rise Retreats. I have literally curated, hand-selected facilitators who are going to help you learn the tools that you need to learn to get you back on the path towards becoming your highest self. And it really does start with loving ourselves. It really, really does. So many of us don't know where to start. We struggle with this. We struggle with self-love. And let me just tell you, it comes from these tools that you are going to learn from the facilitators who are teaching you all of these things. So I have curated this very specific self-love retreat. This is happening in May 2024 up in the Tahoe area, California. And we're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be enjoying the views, like the snow-capped mountains, all of the things. It's just going to be amazing. It's May 24th through 26th. And yes, of course, seats are limited, my friend. So get yourself in there. It's already halfway sold out, which is crazy because we have so many repeat customers. So I just want you to be able to enjoy this. Just slide into my DMs. That's probably the easiest, or hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram, and you do not want to miss this. Trust me, we only do them once to twice a year. They are very limited, very exclusive, so you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you, and let's freaking do this. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot. Throw it up in your stories. Tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.